Are November doorbuster sales a good idea during a pandemic? I'm David Brancaccio. There's news. Walmart is spreading out its Black Friday deals across 3 days in early, mid, and late November. And during this pandemic, it's putting limits on how many people are allowed in the stores. The CDC recently put out a list of low, medium, and high-risk activities for the holidays. On the high-risk list, shopping in crowded stores on Thanksgiving or the day after. Major retailers like Target, Walmart, Kohl's, and Best Buy will be closed on Thanksgiving this year. But what's Black Friday going to look like? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
Black Friday is a family tradition for Cassie Lawrence. She used to go in high school with her parents. They'd show up at 4 a.m., bust down some doors, score some deals.
The rush of everything was really fun. You know, it's kind of a free-for-all where you look at something, you see it's a good deal, you see it's in your size, there's no time to try anything on, you just throw it in your basket and go.
Not this year, though. Lawrence doesn't want to risk getting COVID, especially because she's pregnant, due just before Thanksgiving.
And so I'll probably be doing my shopping online and won't be headed to the store.
As the CDC points out, going to the store for a Black Friday shopping binge would not be particularly safe this year. Joel Bynes is a managing director at Alex Partners.
Aggregating hundreds of people in the cold, dark, outside of a store waiting for the doors to open and then all rushing in and fighting over a limited supply of merchandise, even as a non-epidemiologist, that strikes me as a pretty bad idea.
And so far, retailers have been signaling that this is not the kind of Black Friday they're planning this year. Casey Runyon, managing editor at the website Brad's Deals, says companies are trying to encourage people to shop earlier by offering Black Friday deals in October and November, accelerating a trend from recent years. Also,
trying to push people to do their shopping online. A lot of them are touting their curbside pickup as an option, really trying to do everything that they can to avoid that, you know, one day crush.
Even so, it is possible that some diehard Black Friday enthusiasts will still show up this year. Here's Joel Bynes again.
I would equate it to the diehard Chicago Cubs fans who are renting, you know, balconies across from the stadium because they've been to, you know, one Cubs game a year for 72 years. They want to keep the streak alive. There will be some of that. There will surely be some localized overcrowding.
But he thinks most people will get the message. This Black Friday, shop online. And if you do go to the store, it's best if you pick up your stuff at the curb. I'm Mariel Segarra from Marketplace.
Evidence this pandemic recession is different from the 2008 collapse. This time banks are doing much better. This week we're getting quarterly results from the big ones. JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup reported theirs yesterday. Each did better than expected. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo report today. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
This should be a tough time for banks. Low interest rates hurt their profits. And with millions unemployed and consumers strapped for cash, the credit card business is slow. The bank's trading business, though, has been helped by the soaring stock market, says CFRA analyst Ken Leon.
The capital markets have done well.
Meanwhile, banks have put billions aside in reserves to cover losses if a lot of consumers and businesses default on their loans. But so far, says Bankrate's Greg McBride,
we haven't seen the type of delinquencies and defaults that we would normally see in a recession.
He says that's partly because borrowers have gotten forbearance to delay paying monthly mortgage and credit card bills.
The hope is that these payment relief options can kind of bridge the gap until we get the virus behind us, people get back to work, and they're able to resume making the payments.
Analysts warn that without another round of government stimulus, banks might start to see more consumers and businesses default on their loans. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The stock market just started drooping. The Dow future is now down 18 points. The S&P future is down 0.2%. The iPhone 12 with 5G speedier connectivity has now been unveiled. Are those two letters, 5G, enough to get current iPhone users to pay to upgrade? You see, not all 5G is created equal, which could lead to some new iPhone 12 disappointment. Marketplace's Nova Safa is here. Nova, what's with the 5G?
Well, right, David, there is 5G, and then there's 5G. The fastest of these new networks are called millimeter wave 5G. They're just not fully there yet. The networks are still being built. Carriers are forecast to spend $275 billion building those networks. And while Apple pointed out that its new iPhones are compatible with millimeter wave 5G, at least in the US, few people will have access to these fastest of the fast networks right now, where you can quickly download a movie, things like that. A truly nationwide, fully 5G network is probably a few years away, and some rural areas might still not have it even then.
Well, given that, why is everybody losing their minds over Apple 5G?
Well, for one, it could mean selling a lot more iPhones, right? Akin to the iPhone 6. Remember the iPhone 6 when Apple boosted the screen size? Well, a lot of people upgraded back then. Apple sold more than 10 million units in the first 3 days after launch back then. So perhaps 5G now can also have a significant enough change to prompt people to upgrade. The other thing is that it could boost the idea of 5G for customers. People haven't been adopting it as quickly as expected. So no secret that we already have 5G phones out there. Samsung has them. But Apple, for better or worse, tends to set the standard for broader adoption. So we'll have to see if that will be the case again now.
All right, Nova, thank you. Now, we live near a college campus where one sign of spring each year is the used IKEA furniture that shows up on the curb end of semester awaiting the trash truck. Next month, IKEA will start buying back used IKEA furniture and swap for vouchers worth 50% of the original price for items in as-new condition, less if it's wobbly, turning to dust, or covered in crayon. IKEA says it's about more sustainable living. The buybacks will start the day after Thanksgiving. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.